prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 November 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I really do. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. We'll bring up Professor James McCanny, and he has a lot to share tonight. We have a lot to talk about. And as always, next half hour, we will take a few phone calls. Listen, folks, don't ever feel shy to call and talk to us. We're here because you're there. If you folks didn't support us, we couldn't pay the bills. We cannot be on the air. Remember that, please. It's important that you understand that. This is not my broadcast. I'm a servant here just like everybody else is. I'm doing the best I can to glorify God and help all the people I can along the way. But it is, overall, to the glory of our Father and for all people out there, for the advantage of all of us. So please feel free to call me and share your thoughts if you want to. Before we go to guests, I'll make a couple announcements here. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. Bible study coming up. We're going to start 10:30 this time instead of 11:30. 10:30, because we're going to do something different. We're going to have a prayer request time and a singing time, and I want you all to join in. The phone line will be open so you can call and share prayer requests or testimonies, because the first hour, or at least the first 40 minutes or so, is going to be so we can all share together what's on our hearts. It's something new we've never done before on the air. We've done it before in private, before we went on the air, but never before with everybody watching. So this weekend, look, will be a little different. You can join us if you like. I'll give you the information how you can watch us or listen to us in just a minute. And an update on last night's prayer request for our granddaughter, Allison. Thank you and God bless you for your prayers. She had a better day today. Much better. There is a little glimmer, I guess you could say, at the end of the tunnel. Please, folks, please keep praying. I think there may be a chance that she can get through this with the help of God and the Holy Spirit opened her eyes to the truth. She shared some things with a counselor today that had to open up, and she had to share some truthful things with her. And that had to take some courage. But thank you all for your prayers. Please don't quit now. Please. Anybody out there who knows a lawyer here in the state of West Virginia or anywhere else where they're licensed to practice in the state of West Virginia, we are doing our best to find a decent lawyer who will help us do a class action lawsuit against our governor in West Virginia. Now, this will not be for free. We will pay him. We're going to have a class action suit. We're all going to chip in and help pay his fee. Anybody who knows a lawyer has enough courage to stand on the truth and make a difference. If you have them contact me or send me the contact information for them, I will call them. I've tried all the ones I know, and no one has even returned my phone call. So please, if you all out there, anybody anywhere in the country knows anybody that can practice law in West Virginia or maybe in West Virginia, call me in the office tomorrow. Call me a message with Lisa at 800-375-4188 or 304-846-5000. 4448. Please do that for us. And don't forget, we're offering a special. We still only have three of the REM sleep yet left, no matter what Emmanuel thinks. We're down to three. But I got some hopefully coming in any day now because of the help with Wayne Elliott with Strauss heart drops. We're going to offer a special. Both heart drops and Tranquil, both together for $28.95. Or you buy two of each, but you can buy any two you want. Two REM sleep or two Tranquil. For one of each, $28.95. That's the delivered price, folks. That's only about $4 higher than the regular price for one bottle. That is a real deal, thanks to Wayne Elliott. Because we were all but out of REM sleep. He hadn't stepped in that night and said he would help us out a little bit. We would not have any by Thursday, I'm sure. So please, if you take advantage of special while you can, it's going to be on through the end of the year. And it's going to go back off to the regular prices. And we're offering three books. We have here in store. I think you might be interested in three books, folks. Three booklets, I guess you could say. We're offering Cremation. Is it Christian? I get that call a lot. That's why I'm offering a book again. Cremation. Is it Christian? And it's not. This book explains to you what is it. We're going to offer also with that book, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Unless you know who you are, you do not know your heritage. If you don't know your heritage, you don't know your destination. Understand that. Heritage is like a taproot on a tree. If the taproot's cut, the tree withers. But the U.S. and Great Britain in prophecy, and also a little booklet entitled Warning 1965. This was put together back in 1965. Calling the shots even up to 2020. Amazing, isn't it? All three of those books, $18 delivered to your door. All three of them. Just, you don't have to remember all the names. Just say, send me all three books for $18. But again, that's going to be Cremation is a Christian, the U.S. and Great Britain in Prophecy, and Warning 1965. All three books for $18. That includes shipping and all. So we're offering that because I think they're important. If you want the truth, folks, we try to offer what we can. And to listen to our church service this coming Saturday, if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. You can watch us live, and there'll be a number on the screen you can call and talk to us, share prayer requests, give testimonies, whatever you want to do for the first 45 minutes or so, or 50 minutes of the hour, from 10:30 to a little bit to about 11:20, before we change over to the current events and Bible study. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone by calling 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. Now, if you missed that, of course, you can always call and get it in the office Thursday if you want to get the numbers given to you again. Those numbers worked the last time we checked them, but they're subject to change at any time. So I want to give you a heads up also. Now, our guest tonight, after all that, and by the way, folks, if you listen on shortwave, it's because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is helping us pay for shortwave on 6115. If you're trying to listen on 6115 and it's not coming in clear tonight, and you try to listen on shortwave at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, go to 3215. 3215. Try that frequency, 11 o'clock Eastern. This program will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock on shortwave. And I want to thank all the stations that carry this program, all the country from Washington State into Florida and other places. Thank you all for being there for us. Thank you so much. But our guest tonight is Professor James McCanny. We got so much to talk about. I'm going to kind of let him lead the way because tonight he is the program. He's the one that's going to share his information with us. Now, are you there, James?
Hello. I certainly am. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
You're more than welcome, sir. You're more than welcome. For the new listeners, very quickly, tell them who Professor James McCanny is.
Well, I've been around the professional world for about 40 years. My main topics that I started working on were space science, astronomy, and understanding that the solar system and universe are electrical. And I taught at some major universities throughout my career. I taught at Cornell University for a couple of years. I taught in universities in foreign countries. I've worked with Russian space scientists in Central Russia. I've worked in Latin America. I taught in universities in Latin America. And I've also worked about 25 years in the telecommunication industry as an engineer. So I have a broad background. And right now I'm mainly working on some of my products that I sell on my webpage. But the my main consideration now is dealing with the major issues that we have in the world, being what is known as the Great Debt Reset. That's being rolled out now. That's part of the COVID scam. And then also the presidential election in 2016, I wrote a white paper on the extensive cheating in the American voting system. And everybody was denying it. Now it's pretty much common knowledge that there's massive voter fraud in what they call Democratic strongholds.
And by the way, James, that the mainline news is still trying to play that down. With all the proof we've gotten, the mainline news media is saying that's not true. Can you believe that? Can you believe the gall of these people to lie this boldly in front of the people?
Well, they are just liars. And, you know, that's why most people have turned them off. Very few people listen. And my estimate is that Trump won the election about 90% to 10%. That was probably the actual numbers. And that's how much cheating is going on. And we know exactly where it's happening. This time was far worse than the 2016 election, where I identified 10 major cheating locations. It was L.A. and the San Francisco Bay Area. Then there was the, anyway, there were 10 total, Chicago, New York, and Miami-Dade County. We identified 10 major cheating centers, and this time they realized to beat the Electoral College, they had to spread the cheating out into much smaller principalities. And so that's what we're seeing now. But the, you know, when people cheat, it's obvious, and because everything doesn't add up. You have many places that had more votes than voters by thousands and thousands of votes. You have voting machines that, I mean, they, to actually get enough votes cheating to try and beat Trump, Trump got 40% more votes than he did in 2016. So that meant that they had to have massive amounts of cheating, and they still are having trouble beating Trump. And so anyway, that's where we are today. But I noticed today the major liberal newspapers all backed off of saying Biden won. They're all backpedaling. They don't have him at 270 electoral votes anymore. They've backpedaled because they realize that the their lies are not working, and they might have to in the short future realize that Biden did not win the election, which is really what happened.
And can you imagine what's going to happen if that is proven? And I think it will be. You know, I don't care which side cheats. They shouldn't win, period. And this was a rampant cheating on the Democratic side. And if he would have had to pull this off and overturn this so-called election, you talk about riots breaking out, but that's to be expected because they were rioting before election. And it's not going to get any better, I'm afraid. So, but you go ahead.
Well, there's a way to control that now, and that is the riots were there before. It was like they kind of let them happen. They didn't really have a plan of attack from the federal level, and now they do. What they've done is they've deputized the state police, in other words, the highway patrol, etc., made them federal agents, and now they can go in and arrest these people on federal violations, crossing state lines, accepting money to create riots and disturb the public safety. And they've arrested a lot of the people doing this because they were, you know, you think, oh, that each city had its group. But no, they would stage it one night in Portland, one night in Seattle,
yes.
Then the next night in San Francisco. It was the same group of people flying all around. So they were crossing state lines. They were being paid with George Soros and Michael Bloomberg money from New York and Soros and the Black Lives Matter people. So they were being arrested. And so then they realized, even though the mayor of the city said, hey, the police are going to stand down, you just riot and burn, do whatever you want, they were being arrested for now they're on federal charges, and these people are facing 10 to 20 years in prison. So the rioting, the paid rioting, is not going to come off as well now because there is a way to deal with these people.
Well, that's encouraging. It really is. And again, although I voted independent again on the presidential election, I don't like any candidate that's run on main ticket. But anyway, I hope Trump could return this just to prove the fact that this was a fraud of huge proportions. Hope he can do that to make a point. I hope that works that way, because if it doesn't, James, then there's no point in even thinking about voting anytime ever again in the future. If this gets through, we can as well throw the elections away. It's been away for years, but this was the worst, like you said. So we'll see what happens. We'll have to wait and see what comes through with that. But now, you mentioned the global reset, the currency reset. That's been talked about now for several years. And I understand it's going to make some people wealthy and a lot of people broke. What do you understand about that?
Well, exactly. The whole idea, and these things are being rolled out one at a time. And by the way, I am a Trump supporter because he's not part of the system. It's like a friend of mine said, it's like throwing a hand grenade into a pile of poop and it flies all over the place.
I have to go along with that to a point. Yes, I will.
If you can disrupt this system somehow, then that's good. You know, and I don't agree with everything Trump does, but the other alternative is this total control, like the Great Debt Reset is a plan that was to be rolled out, which is being rolled out now in England, Canada, Australia. I just talked with a talk show host up in Canada, in central Ontario, and they're being locked down. And, you know, the whole country the idea is to break the country, destroy the food supply to where the people are totally dependent on the government. The government is buying up all the grain and food, so that they will be the only place these people have to turn to for their basic needs, you know, food and water, etc.
Sure.
But and that's what's going on. That's what was supposed to go on in the United States. And, you know, Biden was already scheming with governors to shut down the states again. And if you noticed in the debates, he wouldn't answer the question, are you going to shut the country down again? He would not answer that question. But the Great Debt Reset is to, after COVID-19 broke the world, took all the common people, they used their credit cards, they spent their savings just to survive. And now the government's going to come in and say, well, doggone, we have all this debt. You people don't have any money. We're going to pay off all your debts and bills, but you have to sign over all your property, so you will never be able to own property again. Basically, going back to the Middle Ages, indentured servitude of the entire population of the world, with only a few people in charge and with money and with possessions.
You know what's really scary, James, is a lot of most
right now.
It is, and what's really scary is I'm afraid that the masses will go along with it. I mean, they have so far. Even in our country, the people are kowtowing down to this mandate, the mask and everything else. So it doesn't surprise me if they all went along with it. After all, the government's going to take care of us. Don't worry about it. And we become lazy, James, right, as a people. We don't really want, I tell people all the time, really don't want freedom. If you want freedom, you have to take care of yourself. You got to feed yourself, clothe yourself, house yourself. There are no safety nets. And people say, well, we can't have that. I lose my food stamps. That's what we're up against right now. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's a split. But in any situation, like the American Revolution, they say the real fighters, the real patriots, were about 5% of the population. And the rest of the people just kind of went along with whatever. At the end of the revolution, they took a lot of people out of those northeastern 13 original states, and they shipped them off to Canada. And so that was the basis of the population now in Canada, who are still living basically indentured servitude. People in Canada don't own their land. If there's a term there, I used to spend a lot of time in Canada when I was younger, but they have a term. It's called the Queen's Land. So
yes,
you go to the edge of town, that's the Queen's Land. And that's literally what they say. All of Canada is owned by the Queen, by the Crown. And, you know, that's what happened. That's their mentality. And they lived with that. But getting back to the Great Dead Reset, they want to go back to the Middle Ages and in the modern age, so to speak. And they also have internment camps where they're going to take people who disagree. And it's the government against each individual. That's the problem, because the government is supposed to represent the people as a whole and look out for their welfare. But when the government goes south, who do you turn to?
True.
You know, like, so, and that's what's going on. So we're at a critical level in the United States. And I think a very high percentage of people here are very aware of it. There were more people, like I say, Trump got 40% more votes this time than in 2016. So that shows that the country is being active and awake and conscious of what's going on. But I think a lot of people feel helpless. You know, they live in a city. All of their necessities come from the city, the water, the garbage, the sewer, the, you know, the grocery store, the, you know, everything they need, their job, their income, you know, the banks, everything is there. So with the Great Debt Reset, though, what they're planning is something. And I have said this, you know, I'm a scientist. I have watched the scams of NASA come out over the decades. I have said that the next stage where they literally are talking about pulling the power grid, well, you can't just do that. You can't say, well, everybody's got a virus, so we got to pull the power grid. It's got to be something like something from outer space. It's like an asteroid crashes and goes, oh, it took out the infrastructure, and they can fake asteroids hitting Earth. They can have methods of simulating them. There's a movie that was just came out, I think it was in August. It's called Greenland, and it's about just that, about these asteroid chunks of rock hitting Florida, and everybody's running around trying to save themselves. But that's preconditioned mental conditioning by Hollywood. So everybody is getting prepared for something to crash into Earth.
Well, let me show you this real quick. One thing, James. Show you, I may send this to you.
Yeah.
People, if you got a computer, you can get online. Look up the movie. Just type in the trailer for movie Songbird. Trailer for movie Songbird.
Another one.
COVID-23 is what it's talking about. And our nation in 2023, according to the movie, this is, now folks would say it's science fiction, but it really is not science fiction any longer. People are quarantined to their homes. People are being taken and put in camps because they have COVID-23. The whole system is shut down. The military is guarding the streets. Now, this is all in the movie. I just saw the trailer, about 2 minutes long. You've got to see this trailer, Songbird. Check it out. And don't look at it and say, well, that's science fiction. Believe me, folks, it's not. In the UK, in the United Kingdom, it looks like people are going to be vaccinated before they can go back to work. In New York State, they're debating making people be vaccinated before they can do anything. It's going to spread worldwide if we don't stand up now. There's not much time left, folks. If they don't overturn this fraud of an election, and if we don't stand up and say enough is enough, you know, we have one governor in the whole country, a very pretty female named Kristi Noem, who's told the state told the federal government to take it and stick it. She hadn't asked anybody to wear a mask. She hadn't shut her state down. She's not going to follow the rules, and her state is doing just fine. One governor with enough courage to stand against the feds and Fauci. And it's a female. She's a female. Bless her heart. I wish I could shake her hand, hug her neck, because she certainly earned my respect. Now, go ahead, James. I didn't mean to take over. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Very good points. That Songbird, I just saw that myself. And, that's enough to make you shake in your boots a little bit. But also, that governor is from, I believe, South Dakota.
South Dakota, right. Yes. It may, if you want to move to South Dakota...
You know, I was just going to say, I know somebody that told me this story that she had a friend from, I think it was Minnesota. They just, when this COVID thing started and they realized that South Dakota was not going to shut down, they sold their house in Minnesota and just moved. They bought a house in South Dakota and just moved there because of that. Because they knew that was a place they could go. and not deal with all of this insanity. And yeah,
I can understand
South
that.
Dakota
I can.
Never had a problem.
Believe me, it's tempting. I mean, I'm 72 years old, but I wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't. And we may wish we would in the future. Maybe we're going to wish we had a move. But nonetheless, bless her heart, Christy Nome, folks. I'm going to write her a letter this, I think, in the office Thursday and send it to her and thank her for her courage. I think you all should do that. Just write to the governor's office in South Dakota, Christy Nome, N-O-E-M, N-O-E-M, and thank you for her courage. That would be I'm sure that would make her feel well, or feel good to know that people appreciate what she's done. James, go ahead. I'll end up taking over if you don't tell me shut up. Go ahead.
That's okay. No. So anyway, this is all together, the cheating in the election. When I did my cheating study, what I realized is that the CIA is on top of all of the cheating. They are the primary motivators. They're a real bunch, let me tell you. In 1991, this is a very long, complicated story, but after the first Gulf War, they realized they needed to own the news media, so they went out and through surrogate companies, they bought CNN. So this fake news CNN organization is owned by the CIA. And so all of the fake news and all the generation of creating news stories and the election fraud and the Russia gate and all of this came out. Every attempt to get Trump out of office was seeded in the CIA. The Russia hoax, the Mueller investigation, all of it. You know, and coupled with the FBI also, I might add, and the what they call the intelligence agencies. There's 15 of them. So when Hillary Clinton was in a debate and she raised her hand and she said, 15 intelligence agencies have confirmed Russia, you know, was colluding with Trump or something. That set in motion this whole thing about Russia. And, you know, at the same time, they were, in fact, doing exactly that. You know, colluding with Ukraine and Russia and agents from UK to try and swing the election.
Look what Hunter Biden's done. Look what he's done to Ukraine. I mean, look at this. I mean, and my goodness, that's a whole different. We'll keep on moving on that. But this reset coming up, do you think it may happen after the end of the year, or soon after the end of the year? When do you think this reset may happen? Or wait till there's more lockdowns and shutdowns coming first?
Well, they're trying to shut down a number of states. I saw that New Jersey and Minnesota today shut down again. I think if you look at the blue states, you know, California, they
put
a court order and blocked the governor. The court system blocked Newsom from doing any more government governor mandates.
All right. Oh, praise God. Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more talk about it in phone call the next half hour. Any comments, questions, share your thoughts with us tonight. We're here, like I said, because you're there. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. We're talking to Professor James McCanney, and I knew tonight's program would be powerful. I knew it would be. And we're not done yet. If you have any questions, comments, you know what the number is. Give us a holler at 844-769-2944. All we want to do, folks, is get the truth out to everybody. That's all we want to do. But, you know, once you hear the truth, it's your duty to act upon it. If you sit on do nothing, you're probably the problem. And that's a fact. You're like the Dead Sea. You're part of the problem. Let it. When you hear the truth and you have verification that we're telling the truth, act on it. Share with your friends. Share with your mayor, with your sheriff, with your governor. Share with them. Don't be ashamed of the truth. The truth will make you free. James, you still with us?
I certainly am.
Okay. Let's get back into what we're talking about. We're talking about, of course, about the reset and what that's going to mean coming in the very near future. And I think, I think I asked a question. I don't know if you ever got the answer or not. Do you see that happening pretty soon? What's your opinion on that?
From what I have seen, it's going to be first quarter of next year. But the people that it's called the New World Forum. It's an organization of bankers and, you know, people who, so-called world leaders, etc. But the claim is it's going to happen really fast. And I think it's going to be multiple things. I think it's going to be another virus scare, which, understand, they have these viruses in laboratories. And they can just roll them out one after the other.
Sure, sure.
And it turns out that the COVID-19 thing was just a trial run. You know, like fire department will have a trial run to make sure their communication is right.
Right, right.
That when, you know, the news media is in line and you know, all the other pieces. So COVID-19 was a trial run. And so the word is that the next one is going to be more severe. It's going to be faster. It's going to be implemented faster, and it's going to do things like shut down the grid and deprive people of their basic necessities of life. So, in other words, it's going to get critical real fast.
It's going to be Songbird.
So that's why
it's going to be Songbird.
Yeah,
the movie
that's
Songbird.
The kind
yes.
of thing they're talking
yes.
about, and it's the kind of thing that usurps governments, and they want to get rid of this idea that you know a single person in government could save things, and that's why. When Trump said, for example, that he was not going to shut the country down anymore for under any circumstances, and then he would also deal with the states that would try to shut down, that's where I think they drew the line. That's when they had to come up and get enough votes for Biden to win. Because pretty much they can ride over anybody, but the one person that is literally standing between that program and the United States public is Donald Trump. And that's why it's very important for him to pull out of this election, because Biden is, remember, you're not voting for Biden. Excuse me. You're voting for this whole program of people. He's just a pawn in this big circus.
Sure.
And I just should tell you my prediction, too, all along, because I understood the cheating and the amount of preparation that the CIA and other agencies were doing in putting into this 2020 election for massive cheating. I knew that. And so the reason they picked Biden is because he's so old and frail. And then they have Kamala Harris, who's a surrogate of Hillary Clinton. So mm-hmm. when Biden gets out of there, Harris now becomes president, and what's she going to do? She can use the 25th Amendment to appoint a vice president, and guess who that's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton. Do you want to know who nobody has heard from? Hillary Clinton did not come out and congratulate Joe Biden after they falsely declared him a winner. You never heard from her. And the reason is she's sitting back in the wings because this is her ticket to become president without ever being elected. So that is the agenda. So you didn't, if you know somebody that voted for Biden, just tell them you didn't vote for Biden. He's not going to be there more than a couple months. So who did you really vote for? And watch him stare at you like some dumb idiot that, you know, you're voting for a guy that's feeble, that can't remember his own name hardly, that says, you know, long words that don't have any meaning. This guy is gonna, you voted for this guy for president? Get serious.
Yeah, that can't even be serious. It's really sad. It really is sad. It truly is. And folks, we'll get your phone calls in, I promise. 844-769-2944. Now, so we'll move on from the reset, which I think you're right. I think it's imminent. I don't know when. But if it's based on the country collapsing, another shutdown will just about do the whole world. We'll just about do it in. I mean, that's a fact, folks. It would just about do it in. Economically, we can't stand it. We just can't stand it. I do believe we're going to see a lot of things happening in the near future, like food trucks being hijacked. Oh, I'm serious about that. Now, you mark my words. One happened, by the way, in Oregon, got that call from a very good source that a food truck out of Oregon was hijacked. Now, I take it back. It was stopped. And don't know whether it was robbed or not, anybody hurt, but they crippled the truck so bad they couldn't run it. Had to send another truck in, pick up the food, and go off and take off with it. We're going to see a lot of these things happen. People get desperate, they'll do desperate things. So, go ahead, right. James, and if you want to share anything else, go ahead. If you want to talk about your products, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay, well, I think the bottom line here is that what we've seen in the past is just an indication of what's coming in the future. But the people have to resist this. And the United States is the only place that really can resist this. The reason is because the United States is armed. You know, Australia, England, Canada, you know, Canadians might have some hunting rifles, but they're not really known for having the ability to defend themselves. That's why they're there. And literally, like I said, in the revolution, after the U.S.-American Revolution, they sent all those people to Canada, and that's where they are now. So they are not known for defending their human rights, let's just put it that way. But the United States is the only place on the planet that really has the ability to resist this and turn it around. And I have predicted that there might be a time when we need an army going into places like Canada to free these people out of these concentration camps, literally. And, you know, other places, Australia maybe, you know, where you literally have to go in, and not like they have a big army built up. But the other thing I should mention is, do you know that China only shut down for 3 weeks last
yep.
February?
Yep.
China has been completely open this whole time. So it's North Korea, South Korea, other countries have never shut down. So here we have students that aren't going to school. They're, you know, we have university. I mean, look at the damage of a whole generation of kids from kindergarten to graduate school level, college, university, that are not getting an education. And look at them. You're comparing us to China, where they are going full bore.
Well, you know,
no comparison. We're just being swept into the history books.
Well, if the parents would have known the advantage of homeschooling and really turned this situation to a blessing, the homeschool would be wonderful. But, you know, but what really bothers me is that our children are being taught how to obey a police state. And the sad part is most parents are doing it too. And unless there's a spirit of revolution in the hearts of people to stop this, it'll never be stopped. It has to start with the people. We can't blame the politicians, James. We can't blame the elite. We can't blame the Illuminati. It's a people's call whether they're going to serve this new master or not. Let's take a phone call before we forget. Let's take Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Mick.
Yes, sir.
You know that you world order will fail. We already know that, right?
Now, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
That you world order. It's not but you world order. It's going to fail. Just like when God said, I will destroy Babylon, and Esau Edom said, I will rebuild Babylon. See, Esau Edom, if you didn't know, the banksters are Esau Edomites by blood. We already know that. Now, China, they're not. They're just the lapdogs. But you try to tell silly people out there, it's like talking to the wall, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have to understand, Mick, that almost everyone in any position of power anymore is a lapdog somebody to over them. You know that. That's just a fact. Our politicians don't even get paid by taxpayers. They're paid by the World Reserve, the World Fund. I mean, so they don't work for us.
Yeah.
They haven't for years. Go ahead.
You're in the IMF. Now, there's been three comets that went over this earth since 1986, 1996, 1997. And on earth, and guess who it's for? It's not for the Israelites. It's for the non-Israelites. That's who it's for. That's what that all about. What that lady was talking about yesterday. She didn't have a clue as to what she was talking about.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else you want to say?
That'll be it. My voice is bad.
I can tell it's fading out. Good call, Mick. Thank you. Appreciate it. We've got another caller in line. Let's take you to. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, welcome.
Well, listening to the previous call of from New Mexico, I was thinking about here's a good rhyme for you: that the Democrats, not just them, but the politicians, in order to attain to a certain level, one must have a deal with the devil.
That's pretty much true in a lot of cases. It really is. And for someone independent to get in and won't play that game, it shakes the world up. It really does. But you're right. It's just very true. Go ahead. Go make your rest of the comments. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I heard you mentioning Esau and Edom, and all these people who want all these government benefits, they're no different than Esau selling his birthright, in return for a whole bowl of red stuff.
Well, David, as a whole, we've all done that. We started out with Social Security long before you and I were born. We trust in man. Jeremiah 17:5 says, it's cursed on men who trust men and whose heart departeth from the Lord. They put their trust in men. We've all done that now, and now they're calling in the chips, so to speak. James, do you agree with that, James?
Yeah, the shot that's coming, and that's something that's very clear, the vaccinations are going to be chipped. And so, and that goes along with the 5G. The ability to track everybody, and this goes back to Obamacare. Obamacare was never about health care for all. It was about getting everybody's body in line for the government medical program, so the government owns your body.
That's what welfare is all about. That's what all this is about. Of course it is. It depends on man to take care of you. And now, I can't remember who it was, said that unless you take the vaccination, you can't even get your food stamps. I mean, folks, they own your body now because you've made them your masters. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your comments.
Yeah. Well, anyway, getting back to Justin, the Jacobin, I call him Jacobin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. James McCann, did you hear anything about his Canadian member of Parliament? I think he mentioned something about some appropriation bill and their COVID response council, whatever it was called. But supposedly they even mentioned something about La Guillotine.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
You know, the French Revolution, that was the first, what I would call, modern socialist or communist revolution. And really, socialism, that's all that is just the name under which communism governs in those places where the communists are not yet in full control.
Okay, yeah, James, did you hear about the guillotines also?
The guillotines were...
Go ahead, James.
The French use of the guillotine was against the nobility. This way,
that's
it's
true.
Going to be the other way around. Where they?
But they also had plenty of peasants who died that way too.
Oh yeah.
Well, they'll use it anybody. Yeah,
that's true.
Go ahead. Now, the guillotines, I've read that online. Just the Easter thing it was. They are actually ordering guillotines in Canada. Are you familiar with that, James?
Yes, I am, and he's referring to the parliamentarian in Canada who brought up the bill that appropriated the money to build the camps, where the internment camps. And this guy's question to Parliament was, will these be camps only be used for people who are sick? And they would not answer that question. Then when he reiterated the question, they made him sit down. In other words, you cannot ask this question. They censored him. Him and his cohorts are about 30%. So they're in the vast minority in Canada. So anyway, this is, you know, the people who are in Parliament in Canada are all party players. Let's just put it that way. And
yeah.
There's another movie. It's called Hunger Games. Following the same pattern as the movie Hunger Games.
Yes, it is.
Where you have the super elite and then the commoners who are living in these camps. And, of course, the whole issue of Hunger Games, it was for entertainment of the wealthy people that these people would go out and, like gladiators, kill all the other people till there was only one left.
Yep.
That's the Hunger Games story. And, you know, that's where you're heading for these sick people who are psychopaths.
They really are.
People like Trudeau, and you know, these people are psychopaths in power.
You know, but James, seriously, that there was an electronic, I believe it was, the guillotines talked about being ordered in Canada. Literally ordering guillotines. I mean, this was, you can find this online. David, anything else?
Well, speaking of Kamala Harris, I think she spent some time in Montreal. The people who voted for Biden, I'd say, hey, if you vote for him, what you're really voting for, you're voting for commie Lala Harris to be Secretary General of the United Soviet Socialist States of America.
I think you're right. Okay, good call, David. Keep in touch, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Good talking to you. All right, we've got a boatload of calls coming. I've got to keep his calls coming. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Mitch.
Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. Doing good,
good.
Down here in Texas. Everybody's dying from COVID down here. But,
Yeah. Yep. I guess you're one of the few left, right?
Yes, sir.
go ahead.
In your last magazine on page 52, you had an article on nanoparticles and 5G. And
yes.
I was just wondering if your guest, you're talking about a bioweapon that's going to kill, a large part of the populations of the world and stuff. So, these particles in your article says that they vibrate and then they explode. So I was wondering if your guest knows about this. Can explain.
Go ahead, James.
No, I'm not familiar with that particular issue. I can tell you 5G it has many uses, and not only telecommunications, that there's different actual different technologies that are being installed that are called 5G. So, and I don't know all of the details, but I wouldn't doubt that, what you're saying.
Well, I would say, now you can look us up online, James. I suggest you do this. Seriously, look up online. Go to our website, PastorButch.com. Look on the Mark of the Beast technology. And you can watch this online. The vaccinations, the COVID vaccine, will have nanobots in it that will link up to 5G via your cell phone. Now, this is all for real. And you can watch that on our website, PastorBush.com. Look at the Mark the Beast technology. You also see on there retired Brigadier General. Mine's going blank. I can't believe I forgot his name. Anyway, retired Brigadier General Spalding in the Air Force, talking about 5G and facial recognition worldwide. And that's what you get up your driver's license, folks. You took the digital picture, they got your facial recognition, and sent it Interpol and everywhere worldwide. You are now going to be recognized worldwide when 5G comes out. Anything else you want to say, Matt?
That's it, Pastor Smith. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Well, let me ask you a question, Matt. Is the magazine worth getting?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a blessing.
Well, thank you. Now, folks, we're going to send out another magazine next week because we're not going to be here Thanksgiving, obviously. So next week, we'll send out tomorrow, or Wednesday, Thursday. Another Minuteman magazine is going out. If you want to receive it free of charge on the Internet, email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. You just heard Matt say on page 56, they're generally between 50 to 80 pages long. Full information, like he just talked about the 5G and nanobots. This is for real stuff. If you want a copy, no charge, sent to you every month, just email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Let's go next to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. James, they're talking about a currency reset. Do you believe that they are going to outlaw precious metals? And is this a place in the Bible where we throw our gold and silver in the streets?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I couldn't answer your question. But I know they want to go to digital currency, and that's part of the beast issue also, is that the point is that you cannot buy, sell, or trade. If you had gold, you could buy, sell, or trade. Getting rid of gold as any kind of a monetary standard would certainly be part of that. That would make sense, you know, for their plan.
Thank you.
And I would say this too.
What do you think?
Yes. Well, eventually it's going to happen, because the Bible says you have to understand there are two wraths facing this world. We will face Satan's wrath. The church will face the wrath of Satan, Revelation 13, and they'll be given power to overcome the church. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
During that wrath of Satan, we'll be who knows what, persecuted, prosecuted, maybe killed, I don't know. But the gold and silver will be cast into the streets when God presses his judgment, because he'll be coming after wicked rich men. Now, all men that own gold and silver are not wicked. But for the wicked wealthy, as was spoken of in the scriptures, that abuse the poor people, those are the ones who have the gold and silver. That's when God's going to say be worthless, so you're going to cast into the street. Under the wrath of Satan, it should be worth something, because the means of the world will still use it. But under God's wrath, the rich will lose it all. And that's why he's talking about they will lose it all. They'll be cast into the street. It'll be no good. So through this upcoming persecution, gold and silver will still be good for barter, I'm sure, because it's worth something. Your paper money will be useless. Totally useless.
Okay. Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Carolyn. Thank you. Very good calls tonight. I'm enjoying this. I mean, this has been some fantastic calls. Okay, we got Matt and we got Carolyn. All right, I guess the line's open right now, folks. We got about 4 minutes left. James, what do you want to say in closing? Next 4 minutes.
Well, I would just encourage people to become prepared. And that means in modern life, we need energy. Food, water, those are the basics right there, and a place to be, a place to protect yourself. And don't let anybody into your house. This idea that somebody's going to come into your house. And just imagine, if there's really a virus going around, would you want somebody coming into your house that's been in the house of all these other people that had the virus? That's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. But nothing they're doing makes any sense.
True.
So just, take care of yourselves, and the best thing that can happen is for the country to open up. And I think that the United States really has to go after the people that are so stupid, or their leaders that are so stupid, that they're following this agenda and forcing it on the public, much to the huge detriment of the public. We've got to get rid of these people, because if not, if there's no repercussions for them, they're just going to keep doing this and doing it and doing it.
That's
until
very
they
true.
Just wear you out.
Well,
so,
if this election is not
on the offensive,
if this election is not rectified, it's over. It's over. If we can't turn that around, it's over. All right. Now, what do you have? What's your website? How can people find you and look at what you have to offer them?
Well, go to the website. It's seven letters. It's jmccsci.com. Just seven letters. So J, M as in Mary, C, C, A, N as in Nancy, jmccsci.com. I'm sorry. So jmccsci.com. And go there. I've got a brand new webpage. Spend a little time clicking around. And what I've done is I help people become prepared. Let's put it that way. Along with education and information that's, and also products like energy, water, food, things like that you need at your home. Things to take care of your family.
Okay, and give that website one more time. I'll make sure I got it right. JMCCSCI.com, right?
Yeah, S is in Sam, SCI.com.
Right. Yes, that's for science, folks. It's James McCanny, James JMCC for McCanny, SCI for science.com, JMCCSCI.com. Check out his products he's offering, folks. I think you'll find them very interesting. And, James, I've enjoyed the program tonight. Thank you so much for being with us and for sharing with us and all that you're doing trying to keep the truth coming to the people. Thank you so much.
Well, it's what I do. I've been doing this for a long time, and now it's more critical than ever. So this is a full-time job, just keeping the right information flowing.
Amen. Amen. And we'll be talking again, I'm sure, in the very near future. If you ever need me for anything, you give me a holler, okay?
Will do.
Thank you, James. God bless
will
you, my
do,
friend.
Pastor. Then, yeah, thanks. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for having me on. And I'll good luck with your search for your attorney in West Virginia there. That's
we need one
bad.
Thank you. Thank you so much, James. What a good guy. Folks, we love you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night. We got a lot to talk about. But put on your seatbelt. We're going to do some heavy stuff tomorrow night. We're going to look at it just the way it is and tell it the way it is. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.